Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Gary Harley will be there finding the winners for us. How are you, Gaz?
Yeah, pretty good. I'm pulled over it near Aberdeen by due to smoke having very heavy smoke from just the other side of Musselbrook into Aberdeen. I've no idea it's going, of course, yet, but interesting to see what happens there. But as I look across to the left onto the farmland, you can see probably for 30 or 40 metres or so, but when you get out in the woods where the bush and that is, it's very, very hard to see any buildings. So, that's a bit of a worry, but obviously it's okay at Stone, not like Hawkesbury. It's a good meeting, very, very strong meeting. Peter and Paul Stone, they've got two or three runners at the meeting, and our top provincial riders are all here today, so I'm looking forward to it, Sean.
Right, the first, now here are the scratchings. There's only the one, 11 Little Red Mondo. The favourite, 2 Little Wonder at 350, 6 Spanish Missile, 390, 5 Aldi, 550, 3 Tamari Dancer, 650, 5 Dragon's Beauty, 750. Then we go out to $10 or better for the rest.
I like Spanish Missile. I backed it the other day at 15 to 1 at Musselbrook. Backed it each way when it run third there. Came off a very good trial at Gosford, which it won back in early October. Hidden Swordsman, a horse of Paul Perry, really clapped the speed on from the start in that trial. They went hammer and tong. Sammy Clinton rode this horse, and he did better than Swordsman. He was the best trial. Then he come to Musselbrook, and he only got beat a length at 3/4 to Mr. Polar. As I said, at around about 15 to 1 that day. He was 3 wide, no cover off the speed, and he ran on pretty well at the end. He got a second win in the closing stages, and I thought the run was very, very good. Luke Thomas has got him, a very good horseman, out near Singleton, out of Glendon Brook, and I think he's hard to beat today. Number 2, Little Wonder, the favourite. First up, it won a trial the other day, but first up on the 3rd of November, it run second last in the race at Spanish Missile, run 30. Obviously, something went amiss that day. Got me to fell on 15 lengths. So it had the trial, and it went to trial on the moment track. Lead clear in the trial, had a very easy trial and won well. Jenny Parker's got it at Gosford, and Alina Skerritt Rice doesn't claim these days. And I'd expect on its form before that last run, when it ran second at Musselbrook to Luff, and second it's going to find behind, it'll be very hard to beat. Number 7, Aldi. It's run, 2/4 lately. Last start at Scone at Lead was headed at the 275. That beat about 3 lengths by 2 up. That was at the last meet on November 13. It ran 4th at the Brook before that, only beaten a couple by Mr. Polar. So 1st, 2nd and 3rd I've tipped here have all running the same race. Musselbrook. This bloke's got an each way hope. And number 5, Dragon's Beauty, a place champ. 6, 2, 7, and 5.
Second event, 2 Bushido, 7 push button start, 14 Zailing Jing. Number 16 is Dreams Out West and 18 Stella Maris. They will come out. Now the favourite here, $4.40, number 9 Spiranac, 13 Elizabeth, 4.60, 10 Tariff Trump, $5, 6 Hard Lady, 5.50, 11 Edeluna, 7, 5 Havelka, 9, 15 Egyptian Amulet, 9.50, and then 26 or better.
Yeah, there's a number of wide open races here today, Sean, and this is one of them. Elisabrus, a filly by More Than Ready, bred at Binary, owned by one of Joe O'Neill's syndicates. Looks hard to beat on its recent trial on the Beaumont track. Got beat there by DeSanta and Debita. Got back second last in the small field. Ran on really good under a hole, Digger McClellan trial it. And I thought the trial was pretty good. Got a good barrier today. Won a trial at Wyong before that one. Its only run was at Scone when I got beat 5 lengths to Empress Star way back in July. And I think it'll be ready today. Lovely bred filly. Got a nice barrier. And checking here, she'll be ridden by Sam Clinton, who's got a few nice rides today. Number 5, second pick, Avelka. Stephen Jones has got this horse. His stable's going well. Rocketed home at Muswellbrook on the Sunday before the Melbourne Cup. Mr. Polar won the race, beat at a length. Got back midfielder, made really good ground late over the 900. 1100 on the big track today, it'll love that. Renforth, it's going 2 runs back. I'd give it a big open, a bit of odds. Number 10, Tariff Trump for Alan Denham and Stacey Metcalf. You thought this trial good? It's a declaration of war, filly. Renforth and a Beaumont trial beyond Expressino. Got beat about a length and a half. Got a mile back. And Stacey never, ever gave it any rein in the trial. Ran on beautifully along the rail. If you don't win a race shortly, I'll turn it up. Fourth pick in the race, number 9, Spirinac. Rod Northern, Robert Thompson. Worked home nicely under no pressure in a recent trial at Scone when it got back 2.5. Got beat 2.5, got back to last. Only 7 in the trial. It was hard held all the way. A Magic Albert filly, and she'll run okay. 4, very good chances. 13, 5, 10, and 9.
All right, number 5, Shemma Moore comes out of the 3rd. Now 11, May Sire, $1.85. 6, Manangrita, 3 even. Number 12, Siriano, $6. 8, Enchanted Princess, 11. Then we go out to 1, another Sonnet, 23. 10, Sassy Jeans, 26. 61 or better after that.
Absolute special, Maisa. Would have made it the better of the day, only it's odds on. This is her race. Peter and Paul Snowden have got her. 7 starts, 5 places. Let me take you back to Wyong. 2 starts again. Barrier 1. I thought it was an absolute third. Jimmy Clark wrote it. 3rd defence of the box seat he put her from the start. Coming to the home turn, or on the home turn, you knew he was in trouble because he couldn't get out. And the horse on the outside of Jimmy holding him in, or holding her in, Mesa. So Tim took the only option halfway down the straight, and that was to drive up, trying to get inside the leader, and he nearly got put over the fence. And that was the end of it. So the horse just lost all momentum and cruised to the line. Now, since that, it went to Wyong the other day. Had every chance. Bollywood, a horse of Godolphin's who goes good, beat it. Got beat a length and a half. But it did run 2nd in the race. He used dropping class here. And I think it'll be far too good for the Mitchell Bell. The rider wouldn't worry about the barrier. 1,300 on the big track. Good run of the first turn. Good long straight. It should just win. Number 6, Manangrita. Brett Cavan has got it. Didn't run a bad race the other day. Muswellbrook, Robert Thompson rode it. He's rode it today. Run 2nd behind Miss Balbone. Got beat about a long head or so in that race. That was only its 2nd start. Went really good on the boo and beat the length of Scone. Got held up at the top of the straight the other day. It's the main threat without doubt to Mesa. Number 12, Seriano for Chris Lee. Ran 5th on the boo. That was its 2nd race start. And that start was at Scone. Beyond Roses for Banner. Got beat about 4 lengths, but got way back to last and made ground. It would have been improved by the run. 11, 6, 12, and the other one's number 8, Enchanted Princess. First up, Damien Lay.
Now, the 4th, 6, and 7 outfields are red and at the Glen Burn. The favourite, number 5, Balladeer, $2.80. 4, Schema, 3 even. Number 2, Hardio, $3.90. 12, Cosmic Haze, $8.50. And then out to 18 or longer.
I like Hardio. Johnny Ramsey's having a good trot. The young stone trainer, you're on 2nd in the BRC Oaks. Never listened, and he's had winners 6th. And he had a winner on Hunter Day last Saturday at Newcastle. So the stable is flying. This horse, Hardio, is an all-too-hard bred by Johnny's father, Stewie, from Barunga Stud. Run a scone the other day. Digger rode it. Again, okay. Got back worse than midfield. Got back 3rd last at the 400. or the 600. Made its run with the winner, but the winner outclassed it, Autumn Rain, in the straight. But it got beat about four lengths. I didn't think this was an over-strong lot, and the barrier's okay on the big track here. 1,300 is two, and comes back from the mile the other day, and it might not quite run the mile. So had three runs for third at Tamworth and two fourths. One of them got me 2 lengths to Just Society at Newcastle, and Just Society ran a ripper. I think it was in the Group 3 at Newcastle last Saturday. So two on top. Number 5, Balladeer for the Snowdens, is favourite. It's form's average only. And 3 run. I'm 3rd at Canberra on Debut beaten 2. Went to Kembla, can only finish 5th beaten 4. Went to Horsbury the other day, was running 4th of the run, was gone at the 200 and got beat 4.5. Hardly formed a rave over, even though it comes back from provincial. But a very good jock in Mitchell Bell. But I've only got it in for second. Schema went all right the other day at Kempsey. 3 wide, no cover off the speed. Ran on good to get lead a long head. And number 12, Cosmic Hayes. 2.5, 4.12.
All right, the first at Goulburn in 6 minutes. Now, the fifth, we take out 2 and 9, just 2 Vs, Hitchhiker Jamie. Favourite 6, Queens, 260, 4, Sazavi, 480, 3, Oakfield, Geronimo, 550, 7, The Dealer's Done, 650, $9.05, Dix County, and then double figures.
Righto, 6, Queens, big win at Port Macquarie the other day. Barry's the famous New Haven Park colours. Nathan Doyle's got it at Newcastle. Very well placed here. Number 3 for second, Oakfield, Geronimo. Made really good ground the other day when it runs fourth at Musselbrook. Number 4, Sazavi. Disappointing first up at Cessnock for Chris Lees. It was his first run for Chris. Singo owns it. Look for an improvement. And number 7, best of the others, which is The Deal Is Done. It'll run out, run a strong 1,600. 6.3, 4.7.
Now, 1 Leo Gang, 10 Power Train, 12 Pinot Gris out of race 6. 7, The Crimson Doll, 2.50. 4, Little Owl, 3.30. 3, The Real Boss, 7.50. 6, Salad Dodger, 8.50. 5, Ruble, 9.50, then 16 or better.
This horse has got outstanding form, Little Owl, but he's been a bit disappointing his last two. Go back to his first up run, Sean, 9th of September. He ran down Burning Crown and beat it nearly a length of Scone. It won a Saturday Metro race last Saturday. Then he went to Wyong and beat Traumatise, who won a good race after that, I think, in town. Just a bit disappointing lately. But down in class, I think he'll get the money here. Kobe Jennings making the trip. 5 Ruble now with Nathaniel Scott up in the northwest. Got a big hope. Trial well. Won 3 out of 4 before a spell. 7 The Crimson Idol. Good win the other day. And 6 2 Ducks Artie. 4, 5, 7, 6.
2 Upper East Side. 5 The Crimson Idol. 6 Banters. 8 Big Legged Woman. 11 Cash Factor come out of the second last. 4 Iger, 2.30, 15 Power Train, 3.30, 7 Smooth Factor, 7, 10 Aubrey Sky, 7.50, 8.50 for 3 Can I Rock, then $14 or longer.
Best bet of the day, Power Train. Was going to start just about favourite in a highway at the Metro meeting last Saturday. Brilliant win at Musselbrook first up after a terrific trial. He won on debut on the track here. Lovely big strong fella by Coronado. And I think he's got to overcome the barrier. Gibbo's on him. He rode him when he won at the book. But he comes into about, I think, 9 with a scratch. So I've made him the best bet. Eager is very promising. Eager or Iger. Cavs got it. 2 starts for 2 wins. Was outstanding at Grafton at the Carnival. Now the big 2-year-old race there back in July. Hasn't raced since. Trial well behind Emanuela recently. It's the main threat. 1 Leo Gang and 10 Aubrey Sky. 15, 4, 1 and 10.
All right, 1 Sid Ambrose, 4 Reward for Silence, 6 Greenkeeper and 10 Strat Achiever out of the last. 12 Costanzia, 3.40, 8 Delicanese is 4.40, 2 Boomgate, 6.50, 9 Most Glory, 7. 7 Midi, 8.50, number 3 Cosy Can-Can, $9 and 12 or longer.
I like Delicanese. Paul Perry's got it. Ran second at Musselbrook to St. Luke, beating the length last start. At its chance, but there was a tearaway leader and it was running second, and he had to take him up to the leader. Runs fifth at Randwick, the Fun Star, beaten 3.5 lengths in June. Don't you think that'd win this race? I like it here. Fifth run back, he's Kerry Wright. Is it? No, it's not. It's his second run back. Go Decker. No, he's going to be a lot better. Bucko's riding. Not a good barrier, but the big track. That's what he wants. Number 12 for second. Constanzia won well the other day. Second up. Big chance. Two boom gate for Kev. Nice win last prep. First up today. And seven midi first up. 8, 12, 2 and 7. Best bet. Power train. Race 7. Sean, there you are. I got on my bike and hurried up for you.
You certainly did on your big three-wheeler and away you went, didn't you, eh?
Yeah, well, mate, Goulburn's coming up and I'll be back later with the whip around. I'm only a mile out of Aberdeen and I can smell those cross ties already.
I can just see them disappearing down your gullet. They'll go at 300 mile an hour. Hoss has come in. He's excited about it as well.
I missed it.
What I do, I'll
he can smell the pies.
Oh, the pies. Yeah, yeah, I love them. Love them.
The pies and the smoke. I'll put them in the car and wait till I get to the stand. It's only about 15 minutes away.
They're not going to last that long. Tell the truth.
Yeah, they will.
They'll be right.
I'm driving today because Sparkles is on his way to Perth. He's doing the Group 1 on Saturday for Thoroughbred Central. He's hosting because Greg Bradley will be in Kembla. So I'm driving on my own, so I left early. I don't want to see any red and blue light.
Nah, all right. Well, get a pie into you, and we'll talk to you later on. See ya, Gary Harley.